Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm Kate Sprecher. Joining us today is Chamber of Commerce President in Stuart, Lindsay Pasuti, here to talk about the final preparations and things to remember for Good Egg Days. And this is kind of our final look at Good Egg Days ahead of the weekend coming up right here, Friday, Saturday, and a little bit on Sunday. Quite a few exciting events coming here to Stuart for Good Egg Days. First of all, I guess we're just going to cover some of the items that are important as we go into the week here. I understand there are a few things that people need to pre-register for if they want to be involved in, and there's going to be some day of registration. Also, if you could just let us know, you know, the best ways to get information out. I understand you guys have a schedule together.
So the schedule is available on the website, www.stuartia.com. There's a tab for Good Egg Days, and so you can pull it up right on your smartphone and take it with you, or there's a PDF option to download and print yourself. Otherwise, there will be other options to check out the schedule elsewhere.
And as we mentioned, there are a few items that require some pre-registration, and that's marked with the scheduling?
Should be on the schedule. You should be able to see it right there on the PDF as well as the website. There's also a Facebook page that has some links to some of the actual event pages, but on the website you should be able to download the registration forms. Some are a little bit more involved, especially if they require payment. Others that are free, they just need to know name and information. So things like the parade, there's no pre-registration, but you will have to check in and get registered that day. Same with the other items like the kiddie parade and the kiddie tractor pull, things like that, where it's a more of a check-in type thing for registration. Otherwise, the 5K run, the basketball tournament, and the softball tournament, those include a fee, and so that registration requires a little bit more, but all in all, they can be the day of.
And just speaking to a few more of the, you know, the how-tos of Good Egg Days this year, just so people can get out and enjoy it. Obviously, it's been moved to downtown this year, kind of bringing it back to where it used to be. And as a result of that, we're going to have a few differences in closed streets this year, and also some differences in parking options.
Yes, so with the change of location, we're still going to be at the park on Friday, and so there will be a bit of a shift on some of the activities like the Bill Riley Talent Show. That is on Friday. Sometimes it's on Saturday afternoons, but this year it's on Friday at the gazebo in the park. And so there will be still some things in the evening there with the Little Stinker Contest, Father of the Year Award, Grand Marshal, and Citizen of the Year Award. So you can still head to the park and enjoy that space. But Saturday, most of the events will be downtown. And so after the parade, especially, things will shift that way. But there are still things going on in the park, like the 5K and the 3-on-3 basketball tournament, and a lot of people will just sit along Division to watch the parade. But the parade route itself will be, instead of ending at the park, will be going through downtown. So we encourage people to line up along Division Street down there as well. So with that, hoping to have a nice, casual, safe pedestrian street downtown, one block of Division and two blocks of 2nd Street, it will be closed for through traffic. The intersections will still be open at Front Street, which is very important for our main intersection in town, and that'll close just north of that intersection by the library. And then the block that the street dance normally is will be the east end of the footprint of the event, and then it'll go west one other block. So two blocks on 2nd Street and one block on Division Street should be easy to get around if you're just driving through, but we encourage you to park and come join us for the event. Plenty of parking in actual parking lots, and then off-street parking as well. Actually, more parking at this location than around the park, so we're excited about that, and should be nice and handicap accessible, easy to walk on sidewalks and in the actual walking street that day.
And now that we've gotten through some of the how-tos and the, you know, where to goes of this event, after all the work that's been put into this by members of the Chamber of Commerce and members here of the community, and obviously yourself, you must be pretty excited just about the payoff that's coming Friday and Saturday.
I am excited about that. Good Egg Days is our chance to really celebrate Stuart and enjoy each other's company. There's a lot of alumni that come back for the banquet, and just people come in general to enjoy the day. Well, the weekend fully. We get folks from out of town for the Bill Riley show. We get folks out of town for the street dances. Vendors are coming from all over the place. And so if you enjoy kind of getting out and about in a mini fair, I mean, any city celebration is fun for folks. So I'm just excited to see people get out. There's some new activities, see how those go over. We've got a new location, as we've been talking about for a while now. So we're just going to see how things go, and everyone's pretty excited about it, at least at the committee stage, and excited to see it all come through.
This is a celebration for Stuart, but there is an element of this where Stuart is kind of presenting itself to the wider world, if you will, inviting everyone to just come and see what there is to see in Stuart and enjoy about the town. What can you say to people from, you know, out around the rest of Guthrie County, even without that area, that might be coming here to town?
Well, I think what's really exciting about Stuart is that we physically have changed quite a bit over the years. It's been a while since you've been downtown. It's a completely new look with the facades, with the streetscape, with the infrastructure that just finished up last year. So all in all, things look fantastic, very different. So especially with this theme this year, bringing it home. Yes, we're coming downtown. We used to have it downtown, but it's kind of bringing it home for the weekend for people to come and see what Stuart's all about. And then to celebrate a lot of the folks that have come back over the years. Maybe they grew up here and now they're bringing it home for a lifetime. They're here and they're building their families here and their relationships here. So it's pretty exciting to have so much to show off this year in particular with all of the changes that have happened around town.
And that's today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. Thanks again to Lindsay Fasuti for joining us. We'll have more local news and information coming up next on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.